It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes. Amanda Dixon has the morning off. Our top story on the 7 o'clock report, BYU appears to be looking for a new men's head basketball coach after national reports say that Mark Pope is leaving the school to coach at one of the nation's most iconic basketball schools. KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage. Adam.
Tim, according to reports, Mark Pope is expected to leave BYU for the Kentucky Wildcats. According to CBS Sports, the school has offered Pope a five-year deal worth $5.5 million before incentives, which would make him one of the highest-paid coaches in all of college basketball. Pope won a national championship as a player with Kentucky in 1996 and spoke about his alma mater recently with the program The Field of 68 After Dark.
You know what I'm saying? I love Kentucky. Like, in my soul, I love Coach P, and I love Kentucky.
Pope led BYU to 110 wins and two NCAA tournament appearances in five seasons at the helm of the Cougars. KSL News Radio's Michael Kmit continues our live team coverage with a look at who could replace Pope as head coach at BYU. Michael?
Adam, this would be the first time BYU's had to look for a new head coach since joining the Big 12. And as far as names go, KSL Sports threw together a list. Top of it is Cal head coach Mark Mad Dog Madsen, who led UVU to an NIT semifinal appearance two seasons ago. Next is Utah assistant coach Chris Burgess, who worked as an assistant coach under Pope and played a really big role in BYU's international recruiting. He went for three seasons before becoming an assistant at Utah. And then there's UNLV assistant coach Barrett Peary, who comes with experience in the Big 12 thanks to his time with Texas Tech. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
Just a few minutes ago, we heard from WLEX sports director Keith Farmer in Lexington, Kentucky, to give us an idea on how Kentucky fans are feeling about the Mark Pope news.
Some of them are a little upset. They feel like the administration went from having these lofty goals of getting Dan Hurley, who's won back-to-back national championships, throwing as much money as they could to him, making him the highest-paid coach in all of college athletics, to all of a sudden they go to Mark Pope, who has coached for 9 years, of Division I basketball, but doesn't quite have the track record of some of the people they were going after, and they felt like he was at a little bit lower tier as far as coaching goes. Now, I think he has two things going against him. He's a little, like I said, older, and then also the fact that he's a little closer to the West Coast. People had to stay up later a lot of times to watch the games, and I had the chance to do that, a couple of times this year. And so I think there is a certain age group like mine that's kind of excited about this.
Farmer says Coach Pope likes his team to shoot the three-point shot, which is now Kentucky used to play when he played with the Wildcats. The possibility of the Arizona Coyotes NHL hockey team moving to Utah next season is looking more realistic every day. But now we're hearing from Coyotes head coach on what he calls a distraction. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with more. Peter?
Tim, Coach Andre Turney says he's put down roots in Phoenix.
Me as a coach, I love Phoenix. I choose to renew in Phoenix. I want to be in Phoenix, but I don't know what will happen. It's out of my control.
Turney adds the rumors swirling about what's next are playing a big role in distracting the players, but he says they can handle it.
We need to be able to go through that because next year, whatever is our team situation in Phoenix or elsewhere, we will have to go through other distractions.
ESPN is reporting the Coyotes could hit the ice as a Utah team as early as next year. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories now. The U.S. spy community is waiting to hear if Congress will renew the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, a spy program that lets the FBI listen to phone conversations involving individuals deemed a possible threat to national security.
Republicans emerged from a meeting last night confident they can pass a revised version of this national security surveillance program, which intelligence officials say is critical to uncovering threats overseas. But some Democrats, including the Congressional Progressive Caucus, say they support requiring a warrant. A vote is expected today in the House, and the clock is ticking. FISA officially expires 1 week from today.
ABC's Christiane Cordero reporting. Chad Daybell's murder trial is on a break today in Boise. Highland resident Christina MacArthur attended the trial yesterday.
We saw a lot of jurors start tearing up. It was very emotional. It really actually brought the reality to the situation at hand.
The jury was shown graphic images from the day Lori Vallow Daybell's children's remains were uncovered in Chad Daybell's backyard. The Utah County Commission passed a resolution showing support for a new Children's Justice Center, a location in American Fork. It will be the second Children's Justice Center in the county when it opens at the end of the month. The first was built in Provo. The lawyer for accused murderer Brian Koberger is arguing his client cannot get a fair trial in Idaho because of the intense media coverage. Koberger returned to the courtroom this week for a hearing, and a judge entered a non-guilty plea on his behalf. It's been more than a year since he was arrested and charged with murdering four University of Idaho students. First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report. Back to Andy Farnsworth.
I-15 traffic is still clear heading to downtown from Utah County. Coming south from Davis County, it's been pretty quiet so far. We've got that crash on the ramp at the end of the ramp from South 215 to East 80. And we still have that semi-stalled on eastbound 80 going up towards Parley Summit. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL weather now with Matt Johnson, who says enjoy this warm sunshine while you can.
We've got 70s dialed up with southerly flow today and tomorrow. Sunday is cooler as the storm system approaches. 67, though, still not bad on Sunday. Partly cloudy and breezy. We'll bring in the clouds and maybe a slight chance for a shower on Monday. We'll repeat that on Tuesday, Wednesday next week with highs in the 50s.
Today's high could reach 79 in Salt Lake City. They're going to be knocking on the door of 90 in St. George. You have a few more weeks to enjoy some spring skiing. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla knows where to go.
Nordic Valley, Sundance, Beaver, Eagle, and Powder Mountain are all closed for the season. Some are keeping their doors open until the end of the month, like Alta, Brighton, Deer Valley, Park City, and Snow Basin. Some are giving Utahns one more month on the slopes, like Bryan Head, Snowbird, and Solitude. But fans of Cherry Peak will have to head out this weekend because it will close its doors on Saturday. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Yeah, and you better have those skis waxed for the spring snow. Mid-Mountain at Park City, I just checked, expecting 48 degrees for a high today.